When the call went up for the first competition of the morning, the short foot race for those with the arts, Luke went out to join the competitors, and most of the off-worlders went out to cheer him on. Ben did not. He stayed in the shadow of the cargo speeder and began dealing with items he had traded for or borrowed in the earliest hour as the camp was rousing. A green broken columns cloak, suitable in these temperate foothill elevations, went over his black garments, and a brown hood hid his too visible reddish hair. He slid the clip from his lightsaber to the back of his belt and put a large sheath knife, borrowed from Carrick, where the other weapon normally hung. Now anyone looking at him would still, in moments, be able to discern that he did not belong to the reigning leaves or broken columns, but he was not instantly obvious as an off-worlder or Jedi. As he was putting on his impromptu disguise, he sneaked the occasional look at the athletic field, specifically at the crowd around the competitors. Oleana was there, and as Ben and his father had guessed she might, she was keeping a close eye on the off-worlders. Vistara was near Oleana, but not always. She drifted along the edges of the crowd. Ben got up and moved as nonchalantly as he could toward the race's audience. As he walked, a woman of the reigning leaves bellowed the rules. All competitors were to race the length of the field, round a marker post, keeping it to their left side, and return to the starting line. Afterward, a longer race would be run, 8 laps. Then the 2 races would be repeated by those with no arts. As the recitation of rules came to an end, Ben found himself at the back of a press of onlookers. 3 meters ahead of him, at the front of the crowd, was Vistara. Oleana stood 12 meters to the right of Vistara, separated from her by onlookers. A blaster fired into the sky was the signal for the race's start. Ben saw his father and 3 others, 2 Dathomiri women and 1 man, draw out to an early lead. Luke did not move to the front. The reigning leaves trainer of scouts, Haliava Verse, was ahead of him. Ben doubted she'd remain there. Luke, ever strategic, was doubtless pacing himself. Vistara withdrew a couple of steps into the crowd, which put her directly in front of Ben. Then she turned to look at him. She showed no surprise at finding him there.
Good morning.
If you say so.
You don't think it is?
He frowned.
Whether it's good or not isn't relevant.
It's always relevant. Will your morning be worse if your father loses?
He won't lose.
Over Vistara's shoulder, Ben saw the racers as they returned to the starting line. Luke was clearly drawing on the Force and gaining ground, but so was Haliava. The Dathomiri woman stayed a good 2 meters ahead of Luke and crossed the finish line first. The audience erupted into cheers. Vistara smiled.
So? Better? Worse?
The same.
Ben struggled not to show the irritation he was feeling.
I'm not here to watch the races. I'm here to talk to you.
Without my adoptive mother seeing.
About your pack of lies from last night.
Oh? What did you think of them?
So you admit you were lying to us? To Oleana?
Happily. Come on. Let's watch the long race.
She turned and moved back to the front of the crowd. Feeling awkward, Ben followed, pushing himself up to the front beside her.
What are you actually doing here?
Wait.
Vistara gave Ben a scornful look.
You haven't told me which of my statements were lies.
They all were.
No. First my name, Vistara Kai. A lie?
I don't know, and I don't care. If Vistara's not your name, it's a convenient tag. Anytime I say Vistara, my father will know who I mean.
She nodded.
That's a good point. And an even better dodging of my demand. So, what was my next lie?
Ben thought back to the previous night's conversation.
You denied being a Sith.
No, I said that I had been a Sith. And that I was now of the reigning leaves.
You're still a Sith.
From a certain point of view, perhaps. But by the laws of the reigning leaves, I am not. So, no lie. What's next?